Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us already on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Jeremy Berrio, a senior partner at Berrio & Associates that provides management consulting for quality assurance, agile transformation, and maturation. And Mr. Berrio, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So to kick off today's program, tell us, why is agile development difficult for most organizations?
For most organizations, when they're doing agile, they mostly focus just within the agile teams, like just the teams that are doing the development, not agile from an organization perspective as well. And normally in organizations that are not truly agile across, they are kind of command and control, where that creates stumbling blocks for the actual development team to create their software faster and of better quality.
And I'm sure the goal for everyone is better quality, no doubt about that. Now, what needs to be done to remove barriers in achieving improvement?
I think to remove those barriers is to, you're not going to completely let go of the command and control. There is still going to be sort of an organization set where, like, from a power management perspective of, like, you have your CEO, CTO, and so on going down. But instead of a hybrid or a pure pyramid structure, there's more of a helix effect, where it's more like the senior managers look after the strategic points and strategic direction and allow kind of the managers and the teams to be self-managed to focus on getting the work done and the processes and things to move along. And then doing that, you're empowering the team to do a better job and have that ownership of the processes and the work that they're doing.
And certainly do appreciate your input there. And is there value in loosening command and control structures? Touch on that.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's really is a lot of value in loosening that command and control, in that what we'll do is, like, the teams will now have kind of like the will to make the changes that they feel they need to get their job done and to be better at their job, and not really worry about what maybe senior managers or VPs, AVPs would think, or kind of iron rule with an iron fist to say, no, this is my way or the highway. And like giving them that empowerment actually improves staff retention. It improves the quality of life for those individuals, because now they will feel like they can get up. When they get up in the morning, they will want to go to work. Instead of getting up in the morning, is like, oh, okay, I have to go to work. So that difference between want and have to is truly like different. It changes how the paradigm within the organization, and has a truly kind of good environment, and helps improve, actually in the end, actually brings in innovation, not only within the potential products, but with how they get their work done.
Once again, today we're speaking with Jeremy Berrio, a senior partner at Berrio & Associates that provides management consulting for quality assurance, agile transformation, and maturation here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, what are the negative aspects of doing this? Get into some of those details.
So there are, yes, there's always a positive and negative aspect with anything you do. In going into a truly agile environment, it's a lot of individuals feel that agile is kind of like do whatever you want, whenever you want. And that is not the case. Actually, agile is more, requires a lot of discipline and following through and ensuring that what is being done is kind of the right thing to do. I have seen organizations where what they consider themselves agile, and basically what they did was the teams did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, and it turned the application they were making into an architectural nightmare, where the clients would see slowness in the application or issues in like data transfer or anything like that. And in a true agile environment, if you're not disciplined, that's the stuff you're going to run into. You're going to run into those problems. And the other negative aspect would be the kind of loosening of command and control. There are a lot of managers out there that feel that because they are in that role, they have to be in that type of mode. They have to have a kind of like that iron fist or kind of peer over everyone, making sure that everyone's getting their work done and such. And in doing that, it creates a little bit of a roadblock or it slows things down to the point where you're going to lose that potential innovation because no one's going to want to have to come up with new ways of doing things or new things to do within the application because it might go against what the management wants to do.
Another question for you, Mr. Barrio, is quality impacted going this route?
Quality would definitely be impacted. And throughout my career, I've managed quality assurance, testing teams, engineers, architects, product owners. And in going this route, normally what happens is they focus on, okay, the testers are the ones that are responsible for quality. They're the ones that are going to make sure this thing works as it should. And in doing that, putting that responsibility on that team and not on everyone as a whole and following what should be done right, then it's a recipe for disaster because now the testers can only do so much to make sure that stuff works as it should. There's always going to be that small percentage of issues that are going to come along or a scenario that no one thought of that is going to potentially crash the system. There were years ago, it was about 20 years ago, when one of the major banks up here in Canada, they had a outage for, I think it was about 4 days during the Christmas time, which was not the best for the point of sale system. And what happened was it was one transaction out of a million that could have happened from a possibility perspective occurred, and it went in and it mucked up the system and shut it down. And then when they brought it back up, amazingly enough, that other one in a million transaction happened again and it brought it back down. Now, luckily, they were fast enough to find it the second time around because they knew what they were looking for, and they were able to fix it. But the fallout that happened afterwards was they were kind of blaming the testing team that, hey, they should have been able to find that. And it's just a scenario that no one would have even thought of.
Mr. Barrio, certainly appreciate your joining us on behalf of Barrio and Associates here today on the program. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I think organizations, everyone has the potential for high value in moving into, like when they're doing agile, to move the organization into an overall agile mode. And in doing such, it's just going to make everyone's lives easier from the CEO down to the analyst, to the frontline people, if you're a service company. I think that in moving in such, it's just going to improve everything within the organization and anything that comes out, whether service or product. And that's going to help improve the clients, which is in the end is going to maybe increase their revenue coming in or anything like that and make them well known as a true quality organization.
Do appreciate those concluding remarks. And if listeners wanted to be in touch with you and to get further information on Barrio and Associates, where's the best place online to get further details?
The best place to get a hold of me is through our website. It's barrioandassociates.com. My email address is jeremy.barrio@barrioandassociates.com. And there's plenty of contact. There's plenty of ways to contact me through there. There's a couple contact forms. And there you'll see all our services and what we can provide to help anyone out.
Mr. Barrio, again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a prosperous and successful 2020.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year as well.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeremy Barrio, a senior partner at Barrio & Associates that provides management consulting for quality assurance, agile transformation and maturation. And for further details, visit Barrio & Associates. Eric Dye.com. And of course, this link will be added within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.